Mature in mind. E. Exercise 5. Page 139. Speaker 1.
Inventions are great, aren't they? We use them every day and they are so helpful. It's funny though. How many people don't know about who invented their favorite things? Look at computers, for example. Everyone knows Steve Jobs and Bill Gates, but how many people know the name John Blankenbaker? I'm sure most people have no idea that the first PC was invented by him in the 1970s. His Kenback 1 was invented before microprocessors, but it still had 256 bytes of memory. Believe it or not, he was the only person who worked in his company, and he worked out of his garage. More people need to know about him.
Speaker 2.
Nowadays, there are lots of companies making things for gaming, and three big companies make some of the most famous consoles. Did you know, though, that video game consoles are actually a lot older than you think? The idea of playing games on television screens was first suggested by Ralph H. Baer in 1966, but his idea didn't become popular till the early 1970s, when the Magnavox Odyssey was invented, using Baer's technology. The Odyssey was the world's first proper home video game console, and it changed the world. It was quite basic, and in 1972, it cost $99. Doesn't sound like much, huh? Well, that's around $700 in today's money.
Speaker 3.
If you're anything like me, you probably spend too much money on your favorite inventions and technology. I get emails every week about the latest products from my favorite tech companies. I'm crazy about smartphones, and I always have to get the new one when it comes out. Some people think I'm silly, and they don't understand why I'm such a technology fan. That's okay though, I don't mind. I have a part-time job, and I save my money so I can get all the coolest things and go to tech events. Technology is the best thing ever.
Speaker 4.
If you ask me, people are too crazy about technology these days. Every time a new smartphone comes out, you see people sleeping outside shops waiting to buy it. I mean, imagine camping outside a shop just to be the first person to buy a new smartphone. I don't get that at all. I could never do something like that. Anyway, why do companies need to make a new phone every year anyway? It's just so they can make more money from people. The prices are silly too. The phone I have is 10 years old, and it works just fine.
Speaker 5.
Sure, everyone always talks about cool inventions like phones, TVs, computers, and game consoles. Yeah, they're nice and they're fun to use, but there's so much more to technology and science than that. The best inventors are people who invented things that changed the world and made it better. Things like medical machines that save lives in hospitals. Those inventions are the ones we should remember and talk about, not video games or mobile devices. When I leave school, I want to go to university and become a scientist so I can invent important things too.